meaning and how we feel about it, what it's making our house. Now we are again we are in Common Voices Radio. You for our show today, it's 2 hours, and we are speaking about the home.
So I would just summarize what was in the collage. And first of all, some people said that their home is made up of beds and such physical things as food and flat or even Netflix. Some people think it's evenings with their loved ones, with their family and their friends. And some people think it's having their own flat and freedom to do what they want. As well, others think it's about cultural traditions and even about a pen from their home country. And maybe other opinions about plants and just physical furniture and things. And now in German. So, einige Menschen denken, dass ihr Zuhause einfach ein Bett und leckeres Essen und vielleicht auch Netflix ausmacht. Während einige vielleicht auch sich so gemütliche Abende mit Familie und mit Freunden vorstellen, auch vielleicht Aktivitäten, die mit diesen Menschen machen. Es gibt auch andere Gedanken, zum Beispiel Menschen assoziieren ihr Zuhause und denken, dass kulturelle Tradition ihr Zuhause ausmacht. Sogar eine Pfanne aus dem Heimatland. Das kann auch Pflanzen sein und vielleicht andere Objekte und Gegenstände aus der Wohnung. Und manche denken, dass nichts ihr Zuhause ausmacht, wie der Mensch, der mit dem letzten Lied das Zuhause assoziiert.
During to listen to this collage, Polina, when I listen to all what it's making the home for those people, actually for me, it's all. It's all what they already mentioned. And again, when I remember that this is my home, when I bring the first thing with feeling, where I was so happy when I bring my bedroom first time, or when I bring even my plants also, I really love it. Or how I receive people who I like. And maybe Osman was speaking in the collage. He speak that he will have his own rules. He will receive the guests who he want. And it's exactly sometime now you have, it's your own place. You can do whatever you like. And to be linked with this topic, we will listen one Arabic music. It's for Fairuz, and it's the music. It's about speaking about a small houses in Canada. So we will listen to it together, and we hope you like it. And we will speak what it is. The translation. I will tell you all what it's meaning in the end.
بيت صغير بكندا ما بيعرف طريقه حدا أرميده مغطى بالثلج وكل المال شجر وعصافير كتير بتغط ارتاح وبتطير أرميد بيتي الصغير بكندا كل ما تتلج بينطر يدوب الثلج كل ما تغيم بينطر يرجع ربي بيت صغير بكندا من حوله كل المدى بابه ما إلو مفتاح بالي مرتاح أوضة وداره علي بقعد وحدي من سي عشبابيك بيتي الصغير بكندا بيت صغير بكندا وحده صوتي والصدى لا في صحاب ولا جيران القمر سهران فكر فيك وبشتقلك بحزن وبستفقد لك على باب بيتي الصغير بكندا بشعل النار بنطر ترجع حبيبي تبقى حدي وما تتركني غريبي بيت صغير بكندا ما بدي زوره حدا إلا اللي قلبي اختاره قال له سراره لشو فتش بهالكون وبعرف السعادة هون بقلب بيتي الصغير بكندا
باش
بريد
مع
So we were listening to one Fairuz music. It's Arabic music. Fairuz is Arabic singer, she's from Lebanon, and the song is speaking about a small houses in Canada, and she described this house that she have it, and she said it's small house covered with the snow and with a lot of trees and birds, and no one know the way to my home, and I can receive only the people who my heart choose, so it's the people, other people cannot come, and no one know the way also to my home. And she said also, my home, it's so small, and I'm sitting close to the fire, even the door have not keys, so no one come, it's so safe. And then she's like, she's speaking about her loved man. She say, don't forget me and don't keep me alone to this place, and come, because you are the one who my heart choose. And we hope you like this song.
It's a very interesting song, and I already shazammed it in studio. And it's such an interesting insight on home topic, like when you open your home, only when you open your heart, and only to those people that you choose yourself.
Yeah.
And Media, I just came across the question from our collage, you know, could you tell us maybe what exactly makes your home?
Now I can say my new home is something different. Maybe a small thing, even someone cannot, like, I mean, sometime even I surprised of myself. Now I feel even my neighbor, yeah? I have one neighbor, she's ein bisschen old woman. Every morning she's coming to the window to tell me, hi, how are you? And in Deutsch, yeah? Even we don't understand from each other, but at least we do some signs that, okay, I understand. Ich bin good. Mia gets good. And this is something giving me the feeling because she's like, because I'm missing my mother too much. Then when I see her, that I feel, okay, it's like a little bit giving me some good feeling. Also, it's like we even listen to the song that I receive the people who my heart choose. So every time or almost every weekend, I receive a lot of guests to do a lot of food. But now I started with diet, so I stopped to do. But Johanna, you will come. You will come to me. I will do nice food for you also, but I will not bring bread. You should bring your bread with you. And you should take it with you also. And this is also something that a lot of friends coming to my place, doing a lot of food, spending a very nice time. And to be like, you have your own freedom to do whatever you like. Like sometimes even in my home country, in my house before, like every morning we should clean all the places. Now I will clean only in the time that I want. No one is pushing me. I will do in the time which I choose. Then this is again is giving a more space to be only the one who are responsible to your own things. Also, my plants. I have a lot of plants in my Wohnung. Even I steal one from Korax last week. I steal one very nice one from Korax also. But I take it to take care about it, and I will return it again when it be gesund. So now I'm saying that I take one from Korax, that Korax know that it's not stealing. It's only to take care about it and bring it back. Okay? And that's what's meaning the home for me.
This way we will check who is listening to the Korax live and hear about the plan on which one was stolen.
I think now they will look around and they will not know which one it's stolen. Because I steal one, it's in hidden places. So I know what I steal.
You're very prepared, Rober.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to the topic of flat.
Yeah.
And for me, it's as well something about the space where I live. Like, the space that surrounds me really makes my home, I think. And I can say one really, really interesting fact. Like, I also like plants, but I think the thing that I most like, even more than plants at home, is warm light. And I don't use the big lights, never. Just like there is a lamp I have on the ceiling and I never put it on just because it makes me feel not home. And like other things, except like cozy flat, could be as well like just positive thinking and the way I make my home a positive place as well, with like this healthy relation to the cleaning and other things like chores. Like, yeah, okay, my well-being is more important than cleaning the house. Today I will just sleep.
So it's always we have same thing that about cleaning. Yeah, so it will do whenever we like. Yeah.
But the most thing I enjoy about the feeling of home and what makes my home as well is probably like the people that I really love, the dearest and nearest, and my family, and as well my hometown Kyiv that I really, really miss. And every association and thought of it makes me feel like I'm home, like chestnuts or like people that like are from Kyiv, or like they just like maybe some events or people I know from there and my best friends. And like that makes my real home as well, because I just spent all of my youth there and I first loved there and I met my first friends in my life there and I just like was born there. The first things happened there, and that's why it feels like the most home thing that makes my home to me.
Also, maybe it's now you remind me to speak about also the what is making you to feel comfortable. It's my bed. Yeah, it's making my home. I really love my bed. And for next week, we are going to Radio Camp. And I really want to take my bed with me. And it's too much big. And now I'm too much scared. That's how I will sleep not in my bed. I don't know how I will handle it, but hopefully it will be a unique experience because I will do it for first time.
Maybe we can try DHL.
Or maybe I think even today Valentin bring us something. He tell that it's very comfortable. So the one it's comfortable, Johanna, it's for me. Now I book it. No one can take it. The one he mentioned that it's comfortable. Yeah. So also maybe we can, you speak about the light. When I come to Deutschland in the beginning, I notice whenever I, in the night when I'm walking, I don't see the white light. I see all, it's almost yellow. Then all, in this yellow, I feel always I feel sleepy. And I really suffer till I find white one because I didn't used to stay in yellow one. But now suddenly I realized that the yellow one is more romantic. Again, I should change. Maybe I will be, now maybe I'm German lady.
But you did not get used to bread.
Yeah, you see? Yeah. Ugh. I don't know how we will handle it, but it's okay.
You know, as we talked about some physical things, I think we can move on to maybe some not even physical or even as well physical associations with home and like what do we exactly associate with this feeling and physical places and maybe memories. And there is as well another collage about this topic that we could hear. It answers the questions, the question of what people associate with home and in which situation they actually feel like home. Und also vielleicht können wir auch uns andere Collage anhören, die die Frage beantwortet, was, also welche genau Assoziationen haben die Menschen mit dem Zuhause und in welchen Situationen fühlen sie sich zu Hause? Also wie, wann oder wo vielleicht?
Na, zum Beispiel, wenn man jetzt im Urlaub, also ich war jetzt zum Beispiel eine Woche im Urlaub und bin gestern wiedergekommen und dann war gleich so, zum Beispiel mit Lisa einfach einen Kaffee zu trinken und in der Sonne zu sitzen und in Halle zu sein. Ja, die Umgebung zu kennen, das gibt ja auch ganz viel Ruhe und ja, irgendwie ein Wohlfühlort, ne?
Ja, ich fühle mich, meine Wohnung. Meine Wohnung gefällt mir sehr, weil das ist groß für mich und ich wohne im Heidenort. Heidenort ist ein Ruheort und große, gibt immer große Wohnung mit Balkon. Manchmal ist die auf dem Balkon, die Natur zu genießen oder die Sonne, wenn Sonne kommt. Wenn ich fühle mich faul, ich brauche nicht draußen gehen. Ich stehe auf meinem Balkon und die Natur zu sehen. Zu genießen.
Das Essen, weil Essen ist für mich sehr wichtig und wenn ich was Komisches esse und wenn ich was Komisches Gefühl habe beim Essen, dann fühle ich mich irgendwie nicht so angenehm und gemeinsam was zu machen. Wenn ich zu Hause, also wenn ich mir vorstelle, dass ich also zu Hause bin, dann kann ich vorstellen, dass ich mit Familie und mit meinem Mann zusammen ist und dann, wenn ich was zusammen mache mit meiner Familie oder meinem Mann, dann fühle ich mich, dass ich richtig zu Hause bin und angenehm und kann sehr richtig ausruhen und ich kann nicht fühlen, dass die Zeit läuft und das beste Moment.
Zu Hause fühle ich mich, wenn ich mich auch so fallen lassen kann, also wenn ich einfach ich selbst sein kann, auch bei anderen Menschen, wo man dann merkt, okay, ich muss jetzt mich nicht verstellen oder sowas oder ich fühle mich jetzt einfach nicht unwohl, sondern kann halt das sagen, was ich auch denke und es wird angenommen und es ist halt so ein inneres Gefühl, wo man jetzt sagt, okay, ja, hier bin ich angekommen.
Well, yes, I traveled a lot. I've been to so many different countries, and like my family, I've not seen my brother in 6 years, for example. He's in a different place, I'm in a different place, but we still connect with each other. So I still feel like I'm at home with him, even though we're so far apart. And again, it's just that relationship. If there's good relationships, then that's my home.
How do you feel at home?
How do I feel at home? Where I can be myself, truly myself. I can just express myself in any way. For example, just dancing. If there's music playing or there's music playing in my head, I'll just dance right there. And if I can do that, then I'm at home.
Auf jeden Fall ja, das ist sowas Universelles, Spaß zu haben, sage ich mal. Also irgendwie, ich weiß nicht, viel zu lachen, viel zu erleben, das ist, glaube ich, so ein universelles Ding. Ich glaube tatsächlich, das ist für mich recht wichtig, weil man muss generell halt einfach positiv sein und das geht mit diesem Heimatgefühl ein bisschen einher, also halt lachen zu können. Und
zu Hause ist irgendwie Wärme und gemütlich. Ja, ja, und das kann eben, das muss auch keine bestimmte Stadt sein. Das kann auch, wenn ich irgendwie umziehe in eine andere Stadt, dann kann auch da wieder ein Zuhause entstehen. Ne? Also das ist nicht an eine Stadt, an einen Ort gebunden. Hauptsache es ist ein Gefühl der Geborgenheit da. Geborgenheit ist vielleicht meine Assoziation mit Zuhause.
Wie aus meiner Erklärung ersichtlich wurde, verbinde ich das Gefühl von Heimat oder Zuhause sein nicht nur mit einem Ort. Die Gefühle können auch in anderen Umfällen auftreten oder an einem anderen Ort. Als jemand, der über Jahre hinweg viele Sommer in Kiew verbracht hat, fühle ich mich dort auch auf einer gewissen Art und Weise beheimatet. Und wenn ich zum Beispiel den Andreassteig hinuntergegangen bin, traten ähnliche Gefühle auf, wie ich sie beschrieben habe.
Насамперед, якби, можливо, це для когось не було дивно, це запахи. Ось, коли я живу тут, на сході Німеччини, я ловлю себе на думці, що запахи тут, наприклад, схожі більше на запахи в Україні, ніж коли я жила в Баварії. Для мене це запах Дніпра, запах води, запах водоростів. Бо я дуже часто любила сидіти біля річки і там і проживати круті моменти, і сумні моменти. Це запах хлібу, це запах того, як пахне вдома, коли мама готує їсти. Це запах, насправді, навіть трави. Можливо, це просто мої сантименти, але для мене реально запахи там відрізняються від запахів будь-де. І окрім запахів, я думаю, що це ще, звісно, їжа. Я думаю, що це просто, якщо не брати до уваги там моє близьке коло спілкування, сім'я, друзі, це просто люди, які тебе оточують. Для мене бути вдома – це вийти на вулицю і знати, що я не буду підбирати слова, бекати-мекати, мене будуть розуміти з півслова, всюди мене оточують. Такі ж люди, як я, які розмовляють такою ж мовою, які мають той же менталітет. Я просто виходжу, і я знаю, що я своя серед своїх.
Manchmal Gerüche, also so bestimmte Gerüche, die einen irgendwie, also zum Beispiel vielleicht auch an die Großeltern erinnern, die vielleicht auch schon gar nicht mehr leben und wo so irgendwie zum Beispiel so ein bestimmter Parfümgeruch oder so, wo man so sagt, ach so hat Oma immer gerochen oder irgendwas Bestimmtes, was man kocht oder backt oder ne, also so Gerüche, die sowas auslösen können.
Згадала один такий, я думаю, яскравий спогад з дитинства, що осені ми з моєю бабусею ходили в парк біля мого дому збирати пожовкле листя. Ми робили з нього екібани, робили з нього якісь великі букети, іноді плели віночки. І я думаю, що коли я була підлітком, коли я трохи виросла, якось ця традиція забулась. Але от останнім часом я згадувала, як ми ходили що осені в парк, і як це було класно проводити час з бабусею, про щось розмовляти, і просто насолоджуватися цією красою осені в Києві. Якраз таки це теж нагадує про запахи, запах осені, запах зів'ялого пожовклого листя. Чітко зараз бачу цю картину, згадую цей запах і зразу переношуся в дитинство, якийсь безтурботний вік, коли все, що тебе реально турбувало, це знайти красивіший листочок, ніж ти знайшла 5 хвилин назад.
Also das erste, an was ich jetzt gerade denke, ist Leute einfach, also Familie, Freunde, Leute, die mir wichtig sind, das sind einfach die Leute, die mir dabei helfen, also meinen Frieden oder mein Zuhause zu finden. Und die Orte sind ja wichtig, aber ehrlich gesagt, also die Leute spielen eine größere Rolle daran, also ein Zuhause zu schaffen für diejenigen, würde ich mal sagen.
Also ich fühle mich immer bequemst am Abend, am jeden Abend. Und also wenn ich mit meiner Freunde oder Familie chatte, also in Korea.
Ich glaube, ich finde immer, also nach dem Reisen zum Korea, wir haben einmal pro Jahr nach Korea zurückgekehrt. und danach Semesterferien für Kumusugu gehen hier in Deutschland. Also wir haben Gefühl immer mit etwas Essen, das wir selbst gekocht haben. Und die andere sind ist unser Bett. Auch wenn wir auf dem unserem Bett liegen, dann wir fühlen immer, ah, wir sind im Hause und wir sind unsere Wohnung.
Я думаю, що моє сприйняття дому змінилось, і воно все ще змінюється. Спочатку я думала, що дім – це щось одне, потім мені приходять інші думки, і навіть я відслідковую, скажімо, потік своїх думок там за останній рік. Я там прийшла від того, що мій дім – це там, де я. Потім я прийшла до того, що мій дім – це там, де моя сім'я. Зараз я прийшла просто до того, що мій дім – це там, де я народилась. Ну, я думаю, що коли ти живеш в Україні, насправді ти про це не задумуєшся, і лише починаючи жити в іншій країні, ти починаєш сприймати просто якісь страви, які на кухні тобі робила мама або бабуся, як вже частину тебе, як частину твоєї свідомості, твоєї культури, бо тут тобі не запропонують в кафе поїсти котлету по-київськи або банально якісь биточки мамині. І для мене це теж частина моєї культури. Ти слухаєш, ти чуєш щодня, як долинає з радіо якісь українські пісні, ти дивишся по телевізору українські фільми, і ти сприймаєш це просто як буденність, але по факту це все культура, яка тебе оточує. І коли ти переїжджаєш в іншу країну, ти бачиш, як сильно тобі цього не вистачає, і як, можливо, навіть ти це не помічала, не цінувала, будучи там.
Yo me siento en casa cuando hay alguien chillando, cuando hay mujeres chillando por todos lados, cuando hay como un dialecto conjunto en el que realmente no estamos hablando un español que posiblemente los demás no se enteren o piensen que somos unos catetos. También cuando como las mujeres fuera de sus casas con sus sillas, hablando de la vida a la fresca, como se dice en Andalucía. ¿Qué más? Ah, y el mar, como la playa también se siente totalmente en mi hogar, porque yo vivo en un sitio que está totalmente rodeado de playa, y entonces todos los planes con tu familia, con tus amigos, al final siempre acabas en la playa, porque es que en 10 minutos estás allí. El campo, o sea, para mí es toda mi familia, o sea, por parte de padres de campo, y estar en un, cada uno tiene como su campo, porque es como lo que más se aspira en la parte de mi padre, tener tu campo con tus niños, y todos vivimos en una barriada, y a los diferentes campos. Tengo muchos, muchos, muchos primos, tengo como más de 20 primos segundos, o sea, los gritos de los niños, mis tías gritándole, y la comida, el flamenco. Todos, eso se siente en mi casa porque yo soy de Andalucía, entonces esas cosas como son como muy fuertes, no sé.
Viele Kubanen allgemein so zu Hause bedeutet auch so Familie, weil wir immer sozusagen in dem gleichen Haus mit unseren Eltern, unseren Omas, Opa und Cousin und alle zusammen, ein bisschen ähnlich so wie in Spanien. Und ich glaube, ein Moment, wo ich so das gleiche Gefühl habe, ist genau, wenn wir diese Spanertreffen machen, weil wir sagen immer, jeder bringt ein Gericht von dem Land oder etwas zum Trinken oder zum Essen von Spanien, von Kuba, von Italien, manchmal auch aus Deutschland. Und dann machen wir diese magische Treffen, wo diese andere Art von Austausch machen. Und wir sprechen laut und wir hören Musik auf Spanisch, Reggaeton oder, keine Ahnung, Salsa oder Flamenco. Oder es ist sozusagen so ein magisches Moment, wo wir draußen oder nochmal rein in dieses Gefühl von Familie und dieses Zuhause-Gefühl haben.
Als Sohn zweier Ukrainer, der in Deutschland aufgewachsen ist, wurde meine Mentalität sowohl von der ukrainischen als auch von der deutschen Seite geprägt. Und die Tradition, die ich übernommen habe, genauso. Ich würde behaupten, dass mein Gefühl, zu Hause zu sein oder das Gefühl von Heimat nicht unbedingt mit gewissen Traditionen in Verbindung stehen. Ich kann auch das Gefühl von zum Beispiel Geborgenheit, das ich sehr mit zu Hause in Verbindung setze, in einem komplett neuen Umfeld empfinden, das nicht unbedingt das Kriterium von Tradition erfüllt. Oder ich kann auch das Gefühl von Heimat oder Zuhause in einem Umfeld entwickeln, das vor allem von Menschen ausgemacht wird, die nicht meine Mentalität teilen. Damit meine ich nicht unbedingt, um genauer zu sein, ich kann das Gefühl auch in einem Umfeld entwickeln, das von Menschen ausgemacht wird, die aus anderen Kulturkreisen stammen. Das Wichtigste ist, dass einfach eine positive zwischenmenschliche Beziehung entsteht, die einem Komfort und Zufriedenheit gibt.
Und jak zaraz wieder? Вітрить, ось так відчуваю себе вдома. Мені подобається просто розчинятись саме. Мені здається, що якщо це було б саме час, а не місце, це створення нашого Всесвіту, великий там вибух і тому подібне. Ось це мій дім. Мені здається, це може бути місцем, коли де ти дивишся на зорі. Ось. В цей момент я відчуваю себе вдома. В дитинстві завжди вважав, що дім – це там, де родина, сім'я, батько, мати. Але з часом я зрозумів, що дім – це я, а не там, де б я не був, дім усюди, тому що дім і є я, а не хтось інший.
Eine Sache, die ich mit Zuhause sein assoziieren würde, wäre ein gewisses Lied, Homecoming von Kanye West. Es hat einen gewissen triumphalen und lebensfrohen Klang und er spricht in diesem Lied über seine Heimatstadt Chicago. Und bei mir treten wahrscheinlich ähnliche Gefühle auf, wenn ich mich irgendwo wohl und geborgen fühle, wie die, die er im Lied darstellt.
And you say Shy City, Shy City, Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to... And from that point, I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off. And make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go. And at nighttime, my face lit up. So astounding, I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers, cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep I'm making that, keep making again. That platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming. Start again.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids, and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, spark your lighters, wave them around. If you don't know I'm by now, I'm talking again. About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. Michigan. Oh,
maybe we could start again.
Now that we listened to the collage of three and listened to what exactly are associations of different people with their home and what are situations where they feel like home, we can speak about our experience. And I would shortly summarize what was exactly said there. So some people feel like home and associate home with a feeling of that they can express themselves freely and just dance or just be themselves, and that feels for them like home. Others think that it's just having fun and it may be a warm and cozy place, and probably it doesn't even matter where it is. And others think they associate it with smells of their home country, and all of the small details matter for them. There are also opinions like about evenings with friends and family, about these cozy feelings, and about, for example, parts of family chatting in the evenings and being all together, sitting on the couch and feeling the warmth. And as well, it's probably something connected to the physical places like bed or even home country and every cultural aspects that makes it. And as well, nature. Nature is associated with home really, really often, as well as sea and as well dancing flamenco. Also, es gibt verschiedene Meinungen. Verschiedene Menschen denken verschiedene Sachen. Zum Beispiel, wenn sich Menschen frei ausdrücken können und tanzen, dann fühlen sie sich auch zu Hause. Andere assoziieren zu Hause mit Spaß haben und Gefühlen von Wärme und Geborgenheit. Und andere assoziieren das mit Gerüchen und physikalischen Details von ihrem Zuhause und Heimatland. Auch wichtige Sachen, die genannt worden sind, natürlich Abende mit Freunden und mit Familie, wenn man so einfach auf dem Couch sitzt und quatscht und einfach diese Geborgenheit fühlt. Und andere Meinungen gab es auch über das Bett, also physikalische Sachen in der Wohnung, das kulturelle, traditionelle Essen und natürlich Natur und Meer und das Tanzen von Flamenco.
Yeah, it was so nice that we hear this collage with a lot of language. It was in Spanish, Ukrainian language, and also in German. So I want to share also what it is making my house. Actually it's more emotional for me. Making my home, it's when you have happiness moment or sadness moment, you have your private place. So when you have a happiness moment, that you can bring your people, be with them, and sometimes we are like, as a human, we sometimes feel not good. So at least you find your place to be alone, to not be with other people, to rest, to have your own, how like everyone have them self mechanism, how they deal with them stress or them daily stress. So it's the place that you can do all the practice that you like. So like for me, it's the place that when I feel stressed, I go to listen my music, or I will watch to one film, or to be alone sometime. I don't want to be with other people, just to rest. Or sometime also the music that I listened, and my home now, it has a specific smell. And this smell, when I smell it also in other places, I say, ah, this is my house smell. It's like one perfume. I put it everywhere. This is my house, my house smell. But also, I cannot like ignore this strong feeling which is coming to me that it's my home. It's the place that my mother is. I really miss my homeland. I miss Kamishli, our home, my family, and maybe I miss almost the memories. Like now, most of my brother and sister, they are not anymore there. So it's missing of the memory, and for sure for family all. What do you think? What's about you, Polina?
What I associate with home, or it's as well different things actually. First of all, as well, like maybe some smells, but more something like people and surroundings of mine, like some of people named as well in the collage. This feeling when you come home and you know the surroundings, they're all familiar to you, and you know the places you went to and the people as well that you know for ages, like your family, for example. I have some friends that I know like literally from smallest age, and they feel as well like family for me, and that's what I as well really, really associate with home. When I visited them recently, one of my friends that lives in Netherlands, I really, really felt like home with her because she is part of my home. It was really nice. And some other things that I associate with that are also like parts of Ukrainian culture, and when I see some maybe some traditions, and when I eat the food, I just come back to this memories of feeling home and feeling this like when you never thought you ever moved to another country and thought it like is me that I thought my home country will be always the only country I live in, but something changed.
And now we realize that as a human, we always we can build a new home, either if it's in our imagination or now, like to be like, yes, I mean, I have the same feeling like you. I thought that the only place for me, it was Syria in my country, in Kamishlo. But again, now even my flat here, it's giving me the feeling of the home. I belong to this place. I feel comfortable and safe in this place. Now I'm more familiar. I know some neighbors. I am even my balcony when I'm having my cigarette there, or even in the night when I'm going to my balcony to smoke, I see some rabbits around. Then all these details is making home to feel comfortable and relaxed. Now we will listen again to one music, and we hope also you like it.
Glass. I look through my window so bright. I city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A stars made for us tonight. How he rides. Oh, the passenger. And he rides and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. The winding ocean drive, and everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me, 'cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. I sing la 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 la. He rides and he rides. He sees things from under glass. He looks through his window inside. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city asleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours.
So you just heard the song The Passenger of Iggy Pop, and I thought it would be a really fitting song right now for all people that shared their insights on home, like a place that is movable and that doesn't have any physical like place and connection, you know, because this song is about being passenger in the world. And as some people feel they're at home as passengers, there is also song that fit in it and this feeling. So, and another material that we prepared for you and is also speaking about home as maybe physical or maybe not physical place is a short film filmed by Alex Ronsdorf. I found on YouTube and really liked and would like to share with you.
Home. What is home? Ask a million different people, you'll get a million different answers. Is it the place where we were born? Where we have our so-called roots? Maybe even the yard we played in when we were kids. Let's face it, the four walls that surround us aren't home, unless they're soaked with our stories. The town we live in will never be home until we've made some lasting memories. Even the culture we were born into can make us feel homeless. So, what is home? To me, having everything I need without having everything. A place to grow, even if it's not where I grew up. Faith. Hope. solitude without loneliness, silence without fear. Safe place. To me, a home is a rock withstanding the waves of the world. To me, family is home. So, what is home to you?
For me also, it's family. What is for you, Paulina?
I totally relate to the family thing, and also another things that Alex shared in his video, like for example memories and place where we grow and create our life. This is all our home, in my opinion, and except from family as well, how we grow our personality and change with time. This is what makes this home feeling. And I would like to share it as well in German. Also wie im Film schon gesagt, es wird erklärt, dass das Zuhause nicht nur der physikalische Ort ist, sondern auch zum Beispiel, das ist der Ort, wo man wächst, wo man seine neue Erfahrungen macht und wo man das Leben halt vom Anfang an schafft. Das sind nicht nur Erfahrung, auch Familie und verschiedene Lebensabschnitte. Das macht das Ganze aus. Das macht das Zuhause aus, wie schon im Film mit uns geteilt.
Maybe also I really want to share this point also about this film. He said that it's the memory when we grow up. Actually, I think something different that, yes, it's memory, but the memory are not stopping, yeah? So every day you have a new thing, and this new thing will become one day in future memories. So, yes, I can understand the childhood is the best safe place for everyone, I think, because it's being with parents, with family, safe, no responsibility, nothing. But again, I think every day, it's in future, it will be new memory. That's why I'm saying now, even I'm building a new memory to be nice in my new place. What do you think?
Yeah, also, like, memories, that makes a big part of home as well. And I can totally carry them with myself. Like, as for my opinion, I think it's the biggest part of home for me, because I understood with time that I don't feel home as a physical thing. And now I think of it more as something that I carry with myself through life. And I'm pretty sure there will be so many homes I will make for myself or for other people, like physical flats or maybe some other rooms or maybe some houses. We don't know that what life brings, but the thing that makes this feeling of home, like people and memories and this special and very, very precious moments, they always stay somewhere in the heart.
Yes, also, maybe now I want also to share this. We will belong to many houses. Like, I remember when I was in university, also I have a lot of feeling in, because I study in Damascus, it's another city in Syria. So even I feel that I belong to this place also. Now I have feeling that I belong to now my Wohnung here also. And before 1 year I was living in other place also. But yes, it's memory. We will belong to many, many houses. And I think one day I will be mothers and I will have children. Maybe I will change my house also. I will belong to this one also. But the main home, it's the place that you spend your childhood there. Yeah. So now my home, it's Qamishlo, Kurdish Stadt in Rojava, Kurdistan, Syria. And my neighbor, Kurdish neighbor around. So this is my home now, and it will stay forever in my mind, even if I belong to other other homes, you know?
Yes. And for me, it's as well my hometown. Although I'm very, very far away, sitting in Germany right now. And it's absolutely different place from where I grew. It's changed so much, but this place still remains the home thing. And you know what? After everything we heard today and after all collages and different audio material about what is exactly home for people, it makes an impression for me that home is actually such a difficult thing. It's just, sometimes it's a physical place, but sometimes even not. And it's so difficult to say in one or two words or three words what exactly it means for people.
Yes, so, exactly. Now we are coming to end of our show. Thanks for all our listener to be with us. We hope you enjoy to listen to our episode today, wherever you listen us, either from your office, from your home, or from even off, or from your car. We hope you spend a good time with us, and we hope we will meet again for next week, in next Thursday.
And I would like to thank everyone who participated in this show and made this possible. And I would like to say one thing that as well, I want to say Dankeschön für alle Teilnehmende in dieser Show. And I would like to say that, you know, home is actually where the heart lays. And my heart lays in Kiev.
Ти знав, відчуй ти не на своєму місці.